Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is the Old Testament lesson, pointing out a portion of verse 29, where Solomon says, "The place of which you have said, my name shall be there." This is the text, and with some thank you to Pastor Bacon of my youth, who taught us to notice the questions that are being asked. Solomon is standing here in front of the temple, and he is bringing together the questions of the whole world. And the question being asked is, how do I know? How do I know whether God is with me? How do I know where His name is? How do I know where to find a loving and gracious God? How do I know where to find Him in His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, His peace, and His love? How do I know? And we know this is the question of the whole world because you go around the world, how many religions are there? And all of them asking that question. How do I know where to find God in His mercy and love toward me? And guessing and guessing and guessing and wandering off here, wandering off there. It's not only the religions, it's everybody in the religions. Because every human being asks the same basic question. How do I know that I am at peace with God and He is at peace with me? We've seen that in our lives, have we not? Times that have made us wonder and challenged our faith, and it comes back to the question, how do I know where to find God in His love and His mercy and His grace? Congregations ask that question. And 10 years on, Friends in Christ Lutheran Church, we've had times of joy and blessing and times of difficulty and trial. And we ask the question, how do we know that we are walking with God and He is walking with us? Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has that very question at our founding. See, after the Saxons came over from Germany and settled in southeast Missouri, and just a few years on, everything went south. There was scandals and controversies, and it seemed to all be falling apart completely. And as these things came to light, that became the question asked back and forth. How do we know whether God is with us and whether we are walking with God? Could we have gone completely off the wrong way? How do we know? Solomon brings the question. He brings the question, and consider, he is standing at the end of a long journey himself. Because you look back in the history of Israel, and what do you see? God bringing them out of Egypt, and they are to walk with Him. And there's a pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, the mountain of the Lord, the giving of the Ten Commandments, and on and on. How did they do walking with God?
Not so good.
To Moses, "Have you brought us out into the wilderness to kill us all with starvation?" And God sends manna. And a little while later, sometime later, they come to Moses and they have a complaint. "We are sick of this miserable manna." How do they do that? And in between those times, there's the building of the golden calf. And worshiping it and wandering off every which way you can imagine they wandered off from God. Get them into the promised land, and then you've got the book of Judges. How many cycles? Wandering off from God, forgetting, being judged, being called back to repentance, coming back to God, wandering off again, over and over and over again. This is the history. And when Solomon stands there outside the temple, it is, in a little way, the end of a very long journey to get to that point. Now the temple's built, and great stones, and beams, and gold ornamentation, and everything wonderful, and the presence of God so full of the so full within the temple that the priests couldn't minister in there, and they had to leave. So what do you say on that occasion? Solomon brings it all to focus when he says, "The place of which you have said, my name shall be there. Lord, this is where you promised to meet with us. Your name here, your name over us, your name must do it. Your name is our blessing." But where does Solomon stand? Oh, that place has a history. This is the place where you turn back into the book of Genesis, you find God calling to Abraham. It says, "Abraham, yes, Lord, take your son, your only son whom you love. Take him to the mountain that I will show you and offer him there as a sacrifice." You want to talk about somebody who's asking a question? Am I following God? Am I walking with God? Try Abraham over the next 3 days as he drags himself and Isaac with him, as I imagine it, walking painfully toward that mountain with his son, his only son, whom he loves. And there's a hint of where this is all heading. And then going up Mount Moriah, Isaac carrying the wood. It's another part of the picture of where we're headed. Isaac turns to his father and says, "Father, the wood, the fire, they're here. Where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham's answer echoes down through centuries. "The Lord will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So they go on and get to the top of the mountain, and Abraham builds the altar. Am I walking with God? Is this the place? Lays the wood out. Is God's name really here? Lays his son on the wood. Reaches out to take the knife. And God says, "No. No further." Let me paraphrase. God says, "No further. You are not the father who gets to come to this mountain and put his son on the wood and sacrifice him there. It's not you. It's another father." Guess who that other father is? God the Father. Guess who the son is? Laid out on the wood, stretched on the wood. That would be Jesus, who, by the way, carries the wood to that mountain. Who, by the way, is called my son, my only son, whom I love. That's the place. It's a place with history. By the way, a place with history is a place where somebody's done something there. And the somebody that's done something is God. And that place with history is, well, Abraham called it Mount Moriah. Solomon, Mount Zion. We call it by a different name. Mount, begins with a C, Calvary. Oh. This is the place where God meets us? It's not at the top and at the best of what we can offer? Oh. This is the place where God calls the people of the world to come and meet with Him there? It's not in brightness and joy and celebration. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of bloodshed and death. It's a place of suffering. It's a place where the sins of the whole world gather together there. That's where He's going to meet us? This is not how human hearts think that they're going to walk with God. But it is where God says He's going to walk with us. Because if He came to us at only the place where our faith was good and our acts of love were solid and we were doing all the right kind of worship, who would He actually meet? Not a single one of us. But He turns it around. And He's going to meet us where there's darkness, because He knows what's in our hearts. Where there is sin, because He knows what's in our lives. Where there's rebellion, because He knows what's in the world. Where there's wandering off and confusion, because He knows all of human history. And the place where He's decided to meet us is that place where He goes the furthest from where we should be. And it's there He starts gathering His people. Really? Now, who's He have in mind for including in His kingdom? Sinners. What kind of sinners? Try this one. Only the special kind of sinners who have God's forgiveness. Oh, wait, that's all of them. That's all. Only the special kind of sinners who have the blood of Jesus shed for them. That's all of them. Only the kind of sinners who have the promises of God and where He says, you are forgiven. Again, that's all of us. Every sinner in the world and all kinds of us. So that's who He has in mind to gather into His kingdom. That's a pretty good thing because by that measure, we don't have to exclude or kick out anybody in our gathering, do we? And that this should be surprising to us. It sure is surprising to the rest of the people in the world who can hardly believe this message that Christians have. Should be surprising to us as well. This amazing love of God and how He meets us here. Place of darkness and judgment and the rending of the tomb and the tearing of the veil in the temple and the declaration of forgiveness and God's going to be among us and with us. And He decides to come among us and be with us. He comes among us and is with us in His Word. Because when you have the Word of God, you have God with His name, placing His name on you. He is with us in baptism because as the water is poured over you and the name of God is named over you, He claims you as His own. And then this absolutely amazing meal where He says to you, come to the supper. Here's my flesh.
Eat it.
Here's my blood. Drink it. And we say, what? And he says, for the forgiveness of sins. Do you need that? So we come. And week after week, he gives us that food for forgiveness and to renew us and reconnect us to God week after week and in so many ways. Because he's going to walk with us. He is determined to walk with us. How determined? Well, you go on from Solomon standing outside the temple, and there's the great stones and beams and gold ornamentations, and go later on and later on in the Bible, and you come to the beginnings of the gospel. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and he says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And now, that place of which you have said, my name shall be there, it's not stone and beam and gold ornamentation anymore. It's a human being with hands and feet, with eyeballs and earlobes. And there he is in the manger. And that's the place where God says, my name shall be there. And you go to John chapter 2. And he clears out the money changers, and they ask him, what are you doing? And he says, tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. But he was not talking about the temple of stones and beams and gold ornamentation. He was talking about the temple of his body, because he dwells with us. Amazing. And remember what he said at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Remember that other thing he said to the disciples about where two or three are gathered in my name? There am I in the midst of them. Do you want a map charting out the next 10 years here? There's your map. It's going to be walked in the presence of Jesus Christ, because he's going to walk us with it, walk it with us. And that's all we need for those years, because he is faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.